The aftermath of the tragedy, the school shooting at Appalachee High School in Georgia. Jim Ryan is joining us live this morning. Jim, you've covered too many of these.
Yeah.
what was different with this one?
Well, the things that were learned, I think, from the previous shootings all the way back to Columbine and even before that helped to direct what happened this past week in Georgia and helped perhaps to save some lives, Susan. There's something called the Crisis Alert System. It's made by an Atlanta-based company, and school districts around the country now are deploying this. It is essentially a card that teachers, administrators, everyone in the school on the staff wears around their neck. And if there's an emergency in a classroom, even a minor emergency, they can press this thing a couple of times and get help there. If they press it 8 times, this button on their ID card, it not only alerts the front office, the principal's office, but also security forces at the school and the police department. It triggers an automatic lockdown of the entire school. That had been put into place just the months before the incident there at Winder, Georgia, and it in fact may have saved some lives. And now school safety officials from around the country are assessing the situation there to see how they might employ similar methods in their own school districts nationwide.
Yeah, so the one issue, though, is we don't really know how common it is. Every school district kind of doing their own thing. I'm sure every school district would love to have a high level of security like this, but it's not always the case.
It's not. It's not cheap, but increasingly school districts are being mandated to put this kind of thing into effect, you know, and politically it becomes a little easier to tolerate, I think, among parents and school administrators and school boards when they see an incident like we had this past week in Georgia. The one thing that it does rely on, Brian, so this system automatically locks the doors, for example, and it sends a sound signal across the entire campus to let people know that that something is going on. They have to have those locking doors in place before that the ID card is out there, before it's deployed. So there are things to do in advance of putting this kind of technology into place. Otherwise, it's worthless.
Jim, thank you for the update. Jim Ryan joining us this morning about that Georgia tragedy, that high school shooting.